Now, Stuart Hughes is in Cambodia. You might remember Stuart Hughes was injured himself in a landmine explosion in northern Iraq earlier this year. He's now working with the Mines Advisory Group, the charity which supervises and campaigns for demining. And he's been in a minefield today, and wouldn't you know it, you've found some mines, haven't you, Stuart?
I have. I wouldn't say I have been in a minefield in the past tense. I am in a minefield in the present tense. I'm glad to say, though, that the area that I'm in is perfectly safe because it's been cleared already. I'm in the Ao Cham Long minefield, which is a few miles from the border with Thailand. And this was a very strong Khmer Rouge stronghold until a few years ago. It was a no-go area for most Cambodians, let alone foreigners. But it's now started to open up. And about 6 weeks ago, the deminers from the Mines Advisory Group have moved in. And the area around me, all the forests, are absolutely thick with mines. And I've been walking through the village this morning and I saw a number of people with very crude artificial limbs that they've made themselves. One man we saw this morning had an artificial limb made of wood and corrugated iron. He used whatever he could find to make it an artificial limb. He was a mine victim, of course. The deminers have moved into the area, and actually some of the forests around me, when they started clearing, they found the bones of mine victims, former soldiers who were killed in this area, and they'd been lying in the woods for years. And this morning, the deminers from the Mines Advisory Group found four anti-personnel blast mines. They're called PDM-6s. They're pretty powerful. They can kill a child and certainly blow the leg off an adult. Made in Russia. It's believed they were planted by the Khmer Rouge, although this area was very important strategically, so they could have been laid by anyone. And right about now, the deminers are about to put together and explode three of the mines they found this morning. They can't defuse them. It would be impractical to do so. So all they can do is defuse them by destroying them with an explosion. So I've just given a signal to the deminers now. And what's happening now is that the technician from the Mines Advisory Group is attaching the explosives to the detonator. Now, this has started the most dangerous part of the process. You can hear the whistle now.
I can hear the whistle there, yeah.
That whistle means that the detonator has been attached to the explosives, and it's a warning to everyone around that the sensitive part of this operation to get rid of these mines has begun. What it means is that if anybody is in the area, they need to get out of the area. If there are any animals in the area, they need to get them out. So we can expect about a minute or two from now the explosion will take place.
How far away from you is this all happening?
This is happening about, I would say, about 30 metres away from me. I can see that the technicians at work now. I'm watching them. It's very clear we're in a safe enough area. As I say, this is outside the blast radius. But with such a sensitive operation, we're all dressed in flak jackets. I'm wearing a safety helmet with a visor. Thankfully, the deminers here are extremely professional. They don't make mistakes. But obviously, we're not taking any chances. And the operation's just continuing now. One person is only allowed near the mine once the process to explode it begins, because obviously, because this is so sensitive, if there was an accident, anybody in the vicinity could be injured. So we're just moments away from the explosion. As I say, once the process has gone, once those whistles have been heard, they don't like to leave it too long to explode them, because any small mistake could cause the mine to blast.
And how do they explode it? Are they using a detonator?
Yes, they have a detonator next to me. In a few moments from now, the person responsible for the explosion, part of a separate team called an EOD team, an Explosive Ordnance Disposal team, will walk towards me. And next to me is a reel of cable, and the next part of the process is that the person from the EOD team will attach the box to the cable, which is connected by an electronic circuit. So I'm just waiting at the firing point now. The technician, rather, is walking towards me. She's walking towards where I am. This is the firing point. She's walking away from the spot where the mines are. It'll just take her 30 seconds or so. She's just coming into view now. And the person who'll actually press the button and blow up these mines, her name's Soon Marie. Actually, the Mines Advisory Group is rather unusual in that it's not just men who are involved in getting rid of the mines here. It's women as well. And Soon Marie, who's 33, married with two children, is walking towards me. She's carrying a red briefcase, and that's got all the spare detonators in it. You can probably hear her walking towards me now. And she's walking towards that reel of cable that, as I say, is next to me. Now, that reel of cable runs to a detonator, then that runs to an explosive cord, and that explosive cord is linked to three lumps of explosives. Now, each of those lumps is a lump of TNT, and there's one attached to each mine. They're small, round blocks, and each one's got about 83 grams of explosives in them. She's just giving the signal to say that she's here at the firing point. The mines they found this morning are 70 centimetres apart. They're very close together. So in a few moments' time, when the blast does take place, you should hear quite an explosion. Now, Soon Marie has just finished talking on the radio. She's explained to her supervisor what she's doing. She's got two wires in her hand. She's just wrapping them up, rather like if you were putting a plug together. She's putting two black wires in the box that she's carrying. Now, in her hand is an exploder. It's rather like a trigger. And it's that trigger that will send the electric circuit down the reel of cable, down towards the mined area, and then to a box, and then on to the three mines there. She's just finished attaching the cables, and she's just about to blow her whistle. And she will give a signal to us. Just, again, talking to her supervisor, doing a radio check. She's talking to the sentries all around. There are sentries posted all around the danger area. And she's making sure that there are no villagers in the danger zone or any animals. Now, this is the three long short blasts we'll hear now, and three short blasts, and then the explosion. It's just seconds away. I presume you heard that, Rod?
Certainly did, Stuart. Right.
Now, that's the explosion, and that is three mines that have just been destroyed there, three PMD-6 mines. As I say, Russian-made wood mines, very, very sensitive. Just a small trigger can set them off. Each one's got 200 grams of TNT in it, and those three mines have now been destroyed. Now, we all stay in place. We're not allowed to move just now. We stay in our positions. And what happens now is one of the technicians will go back to the blast site. They'll check that the demolition has been successful. And in a minute or so's time, once the mine sites have been checked, the technician should see, if the explosion has been successful, a crater about half a metre wide and about half a metre deep. And that'll be the crater left from the explosion, which has also incinerated the mines. But the technicians now are just checking the site. But the Mines Advisory Group technicians here are extremely professional. We have no reason to think that those mines found this morning have not been destroyed.
And what sort of an area would have been cleared by this?
Pardon, sorry, I missed your question.
Of an area would have been cleared now this morning, Stuart?
Well, unfortunately, because of the nature of mines, this area is very heavily mined, so it's actually quite difficult to say. This area is rather thick with mines, and the deminers who will finish now for lunch and carry on this afternoon could spend the whole afternoon, then they won't find any mines. It could be that they found all the mines they're going to find for the day. But it could be that this afternoon that they'll find more mines. Yesterday they found about 4 or 5 in the morning and about 4 in the afternoon. Unfortunately, because of the nature of this work, obviously the deminers who work in teams of 15 have to clear the area inch by inch. So although we found and detonated three mines this morning, it could be that just a few centimetres or a few metres further down the forest that there are more mines, and that'll be this afternoon's work.
Well, what an extremely nervous business, and we shared it all with you. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.